Okay, we're going to start Cheshire's rant session. In just a little bit, you guys can start lining up at the microphone. You have 45 seconds when that... Oh, great.
How did we know?
Cheshire has been to every Hope conference. He has lobbied government institutions excessively for things like changing an area code to 321 down in the countdown capital of the world in Florida. Where is that?
Cape Canaveral area.
Cape Canaveral. He's at every liftoff, I believe. Aren't you?
Well, I try to get to as many launches as I can. That's why I moved there, after all.
That's excellent. Yeah. You moved to an area to watch rockets go up. Mm-hmm. So this is Cheshire's rant session. Take it away.
Thank you. That's a misnomer. I'm holding the session. It's your rants. Here's what happened. 2 years ago at H2K2, I gave a talk right here on a day in the life of a directory assistance operator. That was my day job at that time. I was there for 5 years. I've since moved on. But for 3.5 years, I had been trying to get certain listings fixed, listings we couldn't find, such as the Verizon Telephone Company. The business office of the landline telephone company could not be found in our directories. A couple of other phone companies, the same thing. Why? Well, they're in the front of the book. Why should they be so plebeian as to have a listing in the white pages, which could then, you know, be up in our national directory? And when folks in the Sun Belt tried to call back up north to take care of Aunt Millie's phone bill that was about to get turned off, they couldn't find a number for the phone company. 3.5 years I kept trying to, you know, make suggestions. We should find these numbers, get them in. Nothing worked. I gave my talk on a day in the life of a director assistance operator. I ranted about how we couldn't find Verizon in the book. 2 weeks after I got back, about the time it takes for a local listing to migrate up to the national book, Verizon was in the directory. I figure, cool. I'm not going to get any credit for it. Doesn't matter. It got done. Why should I have all this fun? Why should I be the only one with access to the internet like this at a conference like this where they might be listening? So, if you have a rant, you give me 45 seconds, I'll give you the World Wide Web. If you'll please get in line behind the microphone, what I will ask for is a headline, which will go on publicrants.com. I will hyperlink that headline to a URL of your choosing, a web address. There are 3x5 cards there on the desk. Please write them down for me. I need to know what's a hyphen, where the dots, where the underscores go. I'll take it down as you read it off so that people over the net will be able to hear, but I might misspell it, they might misspell it from what you say. I want it, please, on the 3x5 card you can bring up here after you finish your rant. You will have 45 seconds, as timed on my Palm Tungsten T2, and I have to give it a plug because I sell these on the internet now. So my day job is being a headset jock at the other end of the toll-free number for store.palm1.com. I hit that button, and I'm as geeky as I want to be, and the customers expect it. I am so happy. So, with that, as in the tradition of 2600 broadcast media, off the hook, our first ranter is Rebel. Rebel, you have 45 seconds. Go ahead, please.
In the New York City area, LATA 132, which is the New York City area codes, region area codes, you can, from those area codes, you can bill calls, collect calls and third number calls to your cell phone with area codes 917-449 exchange or 917-945 exchange. Those are Sprint PCS exchanges for cell phones. And if you go to any payphone in the New York City area, LATA 132, which is the New York City area and suburbs and boroughs, you can bill calls, collect to a third number to your cell phone, and you could just pick up your cell phone and accept the call, accept the collect call or third number call. In other words, directory assistance costs money now on payphones. You could just bill directly to your cell phone.
Thank you, Rebel. That's your time.
Thank you, Cheshire, for doing this for me. This rant is about money, which is a very emotional subject, even out of a place like this. And in a place like this, it's a hugely emotional subject.
Okay, do you have a URL?
Yes, stats, S-T-A-T-S, .e-gold.com. Not www, S-T-A-T-S. Stats.e-gold.com.
Okay.
Basically, we've been around since 1996, being ignored by the media. If you go look at that URL, you'll see that in a month, well, it'll show you 24 hours, basically, but it also shows you monthly figures. We do more business than Beans, Flues, CyberCoin, CyberCash, and they're all RIP, and BitPass combined in their entire lifetimes in a month. The media doesn't notice me. Well, I mean, I'm not supposed to piss off the media. I read that media how to hack thing. I'm going to piss them off. They suck. They're stupid. We hire smarter nerds. We have a good company. We do money, bi-directional, you know, store of value that can go anywhere on the web. We fulfill the promise of the web, unlike PayPal, with decent privacy, and nobody pays attention to us, damn it. It's annoying as hell, and the media sucks, and they're idiotic because we don't spend enough money like Beans. Beans spent more money than we spent total on just advertising. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Thank you, Jay. As you can see, this is a bit of a social experiment. Personally, I am afraid of what could happen here. And I've set up publicrants.com that maybe I can take this show on the road. Because if we get enough things actually fixed, where common people come, hit the microphone for 45 seconds, give a URL, where the people listening can go back to their bosses, find it on the website, and dig into the problem, and then get it fixed, you won't get credit for it. But you'll know deep down it was because of your rant it got fixed, hopefully. That's part of what the experiment is about. Yes, could I have a headline and a URL, please?
All right. I just really hate spyware, scamware, I just really hate it. Not only are they're just trying to sell you crap, but it's making my computer even slower. This, I'm running a Pentium and ads just bombarded. I turn this thing on and ads appear. It's not even connected to the internet and ads are appearing. And this thing's slow. This thing, it's crapping out because of ads. I put in a new hard drive. What ends up taking 50% of this hard drive? Ads, cookies, text files. I mean, the best thing for it is I can't remember website, but just getting a host file that blocks all these ads. I'm currently running a 30 meg host file blocking ads. That is how bad the problem is.
Okay, thank you.
Now,
this gentleman did not give me any URLs. Does someone have a web address that people should be sent to for information on this? What's that? JavaSoftUSA.com? LavaSoft. Thank you. Okay. Okay. I have some rants from people who can't be here. Okay. Here's the thing. If you could, please jot these down and email them to me, cheshire@2600.com. And we'll be editing this file, and it will then go up on publicrants.com. I'm going to take a minute because I have a couple of people who've submitted cards because they couldn't be here for the session. We have one rant, what happened to askbill@microsoft.com? It seems that they've turned off that service for librarians to ask silly questions of one Mr. Gates, who is very kind to libraries. I myself am very grateful to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for their donation of computers to public libraries because I have no phone line in my house. And I need the public library access where I live in Florida to get on the net. For those who say that Bill Gates has no conscience, well, I say that's right. He had to marry one. Yes, sir.
Okay, this is about spam. I think the credit card companies could actually have the power to get rid of spammers that don't comply with laws. There would need to be some new legislation, but basically using a credit card number that was not real and not active, you would basically go and try and purchase something from a spammer, basically, and then when they just went to go and get the authorization, that would be logged, and you could basically track down these spammers through the money trail, document the spam that they were sending, and when you're paying for it, and track it down. But of course, we need laws to do this first off, but then the credit card companies can take care of it.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Do you have any URLs as to where they can get more information on that?
No, just my own idea.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Let me reset my... Sorry about this. Thing is, I'd forgotten to start it when he started, so that's why. But as you can see, you don't need to take the full 45 seconds if you don't want to, and that's appreciated. Is there a headline for yours, Rancer?
Not particularly. General thoughts about the internet and security and that type of thing. Look, I think I've listened to a lot of what's going on this weekend, and it's important to understand that the internet is a toy. It can be taken away at any time. Contrary to what minions will tell you, it certainly can be. It is critical. I don't know any good patriotic organization that has not made it a mandatory high priority that backup, usually tube communications equipment that is EMP-proof, be placed at backup. It is certainly easy for any government or any NGO, basically, to use EMP weapons. This is a severe danger, you know. Other than that, dial in Codex and see what you get. CODEX.
Thank you. Was that a URL? Codex?
No. IAHF is .com.
IAHF.
International Association for Health Freedom is a very, very important website. Codex is coming. It's going to greatly affect your health care.
Okay.
And they're keeping it very quiet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's see. I have another rant here. Bernie S. couldn't make it today, and he wanted a rant so that any voicemail company should understand that prompts should be consistent across the entire platform. It's really something that should be done. Yes, please, let's encourage this so that the internet audience catching this on streaming media will know that this is an idea that is approved of in the community. Okay, is there anyone else who needs the microphone? I was afraid it was going to be a real short day, but... yes.
Mine is patching. Patch your Unix and Linux systems, please. This is from one system admin to whoever else out there are system admins. We all know about patching Microsoft systems, blah, 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 but I have had too many people in the last year that did not patch for OpenSSL and OpenSSH problems, and they had their own very large problems and therefore caused me very large problems. For Linux administrators, I'd say linuxsecurity.com or one of those. For Unix administrators, there are a bunch of Unix guru sites out there. So patch.
Thank you. What was that URL again, please?
I think it's linuxsecurity.com. I always get .com.org, .net.
I will check in and I'll put .com/.org. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
In the same vein of system administration, the URL would be apple.com. What the hell did you morons do to cups? I've got an Xserve that does nothing but route print jobs. It's got more computing power than the entire goddamn Apollo program, and it can't send a print job to a laser jet. It locks up after a day. I had a piece of garbage that I pulled out of our recycling pile running Linux and cups, and it worked. What did you idiots do with your shiny candy interface to break something this basic?
That was cups, C-U-P-S. Thank you. Okay, any others? Please.
Timer's still on.
Oh, thank you. Reset. Oops, broke that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm a tech support agent for Comcast, so I'm hoping somebody from Comcast here is going to listen to this and hear it. Did you know that if you call the Comcast Internet tech support line, they can't transfer you to the video line? If you call the video line, they can transfer you to high-speed Internet, We've been told that this is specifically at the request of Comcast. We don't know why. It costs them $9 if you have to call back. But we don't know why they won't let us transfer. Also in the same vein, let us take check payments in high-speed internet. They can do it in video. I don't know why we can't do it in high-speed. Oh, yeah, get rid of the freaking clipboard Nazis.
Okay, one moment. Let me reset your clock to the clipboard Nazis.
So was a technical support representative for Comcast. I just kind of up and left one day because I was sick of it. This had been implemented after I left, but I heard about it from Bob over there. What they do is they have their floor support walk around with clipboards, and after 10 minutes, if you're not off a call, regardless of where you are, they come up to you, they take your name down, they take down your CMS ID, and for any of you who are interested, that's their phone login. Right, and they go, be off the call in 10 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever. And if you're not off, right, there's discipline enforced. So they're not trying to get you to help you.
Thank you. That does not lead to happy customers, because if you can't solve their problem in 10 minutes, then they're just left out of luck. That is astounding. Well, then, people should be transferring to other companies then that do not have such draconian tech support methods. Hubbard, good to see you.
While we're on the subject of Crapcast, why can't they clue in about static IP blocks, which is a huge revenue opportunity for them? And why can't I get one of their techies that like understands what an ARP table is and just basic shit like that when we're trying to debug a problem? That's all.
Thanks, Abbott.
You can get static IPs with that. You just do a redo instead of a request.
Oh, okay. Here comes a card. Thank you much. Grab the microphone. Oh, one moment. The gentleman.
Oh, okay. While we're on the subject of Comcast, for everybody who's in a building in New York City who can't use satellite and is using cable, I want my Tech TV. The G4 Comcast Tech TV merger sucks. And I will be sending you a URL.
Thank you.
Okay, my rant is about everyone's favorite topic, Microsoft sucks. Everyone knows Microsoft sucks, but a lot of us work in corporations, and when it comes to convincing our managers, we don't have any real documentation or anything to show why there are Linux or other options that are available are better, or what options are available, and TCO and all that stuff. So me and my friend came up with a site which is called microsmsversus.org. Go there. We have some articles, and you'll find a lot of stuff which is really good to show the manager type material. Visit the site. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to rant about people that think Microsoft sucks. It's got to be the best operating system out there. I mean, there are so many opportunities to get free access to a system. It's unbelievable. And every time they patch it, there's another three that are opened. Oh, and as a URL, I think rootkit.com is a wonderful starting point.
I was going to put rootkit.com to break into, but no, to access Microsoft systems. Windows systems. Nomenclature is all, after all. Okay. Any more rants today, please? Let's see. I have a rant while people are getting to the microphone. I've already run out of time. Macromedia. Flash. Why is there not a box I can check that says, never ask me again? I desperately want that. Thank you. I work on ancient, decrepit systems with not enough memory to run Flash. I have friends using Lynx, the non-graphic web browser, because it works with their speech synthesizer, since their seeing eye dog really hasn't been able to learn to operate the mouse for them yet. They don't need Flash. Why do so many companies say, oh, you don't have Flash? Well, click here to get it or go away. I wanted information from you. I wanted to work with you, and you're sending me and my friends away. Oh, my 45 seconds up on that. Next, hi.
I have an email address that the suffix is at freaker.net. It's the only POP3 or any kind of email address that I've seen. It's at freaker.net, and it's through hoppop.com. Like I said, it's a POP3 mail, and whenever I send an email to AOL, Hotmail, some Yahoo, it gets sent back to me. I've looked into it, and I've heard rubbish, and then I've heard also that because it's widely used by spammers, therefore it's automatically blocked, and I think that's crap, because where else are you going to find at freaker.net?
Okay, thank you.
Reset time.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, why can't companies just do simple things, not even hard things? I called up technical service for my DSL line. I was having troubles, and I had worked on it for a couple of hours. I couldn't figure it out. I thought maybe they'd help. You know, I did, DSL, I need technical service. It said PC or Mac or other. I hit Mac or other because I use a Macintosh. And then it says Mac, and I hit Mac. And I'm talking to the guy, and he's like, okay, open this up. And I'm like, I don't have that. I'm on a Mac. Oh, I don't know anything about Macintoshes. You're going to have to call later. I just went through like 15 minutes of button pushing to get to Mac, and I can't talk to him about it.
By the way, one moment, sir. Excuse me. What company was that so we can try and get that fixed? Thank you. Earthlink and Verizon are the culprits in this case. Okay. Thank you. Any more people who wish to join the social experiment? For the latecomers, I gave a talk 2 years ago and said I couldn't find Verizon in the telephone directory system I worked in. And 2 weeks after I got back, Verizon's business offices were in the book. I worked as a director of systems operator at the time. And for 3.5 years, I tried to get that accomplished, and one mention on the internet, and 2 weeks later, it was there, the time it takes for a local number to migrate up to the national book. So we're having people just come out and rant for 45 seconds, which will wind up at publicrants.com, as well as be linked to from the HOPE website, because I run the post-convention webpage, and so there will be links from that to the publicrants.com, and from thence, these companies who hear that there's some dissent out there might come visit the website, hear your bit of our session, look at the URL I will set up to link them to information on the problem, and hopefully we'll get problems fixed. Go ahead, please.
Commerce Bank, why the hell do you use your social security number to log in and a stupid 4-number PIN? I mean, can you make it any more easier to hack somebody's identity? And while we're at it, why does your phone service not give a rat's ass? I mean, come on. It's your bank. Pay attention.
My only addition to that is that Bank of America also seems to use SSN and a 4-character PIN. Wachovia as well. Any others with this problem? Is it possible that there is a vendor that is selling software with this particular problem? And perhaps it's that vendor that should be hearing this? And so maybe the guys at Wachovia and Bank of America and Commerce Bank will now get in touch with this vendor. Wouldn't that be a nice fix?
I think HSBC doesn't do that.
HSBC does not do that from what we've seen. Very good. Thank you, Mark. And Chase does not do that. Good. They should. These other banks then should find their software vendor. Cool. Yes.
although the default for most of those systems seems to be to use the last four digits of your SSN as the PIN.
Thanks again, Habit. Okay. Anyone else with a rant or... Yes. Okay, we're just doing some shifting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess this is called Philanthropy Gate is the headline. And maybe everybody knows this. I just found out a little while ago through Best Democracy Money Can Buy by Greg Palast. Mm-hmm. And it can be, the URL is www.gregpalast.com, and I'll write it down. Yeah, but maybe everybody knows this.
What was the URL again?
I'll write it down. www.gregpalast, gregpalast.com. But if the same law that protects Bill Gates and all of his endeavors is the same law, coincidentally enough, that protects the big pharmaceutical companies that have the AIDS drugs that they're selling at, you know, 900% inflation to the U.S. and 200% inflation to third world countries. So anybody wonders why he's so nice to the AIDS companies or the AIDS drugs companies, there might be a link.
Thank you.
Just another rant about technical support. I also spent a year at MSN Technical Support, which was being outsourced to RMH in Nanaimo, and I believe there's one on the East Coast as well. MSN support agents have two, three tools that they use. One is Woo, it's Web User Edit, right? And the very friendly address for that, so our agents don't forget, is woo.hotmail.com. And the other one, the new version, is woo2.hotmail.com.
That's W-O-O?
W-U-E, Web User Edit.
Ah, thank you.
And if you, depending on the level of support you have, right, you'll be able to change things, right? But as a level one agent, you can read people's email, right? And it doesn't take a whole lot to get these jobs. another one, and this is a really big one, right? If anybody is using a .NET passport for anything, right, and this is including anybody who works at MSN, you're given a .NET passport, msncs.com. Right? If you go to hotmail.com, and it'll redirect to that LD4, and at the end there will be a 2. Right? That 2 corresponds directly to the Hotmail website. If you change that 2 to, I don't know, a 13, right, it'll take you directly to the passport support tool, which is used for our Tier 3 and Tier 4 agents.
Very cool. Thank you. Anyone else have some interesting rants they'd care to pursue this afternoon, morning, depending on your time zone? Okay.
I'm not a big ranter, but National City changed their login recently so that the login's now on the front page, the first page you go to. They forgot to invoke SSL on that login.
Oh, dear.
The one that used to be there, that's still there, that one has it, but we did some sniffing and... Yeah, it doesn't go to SSL until after you've logged in.
Thank you.
Okay, mine's about open instant messaging protocols.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who use the AOL Instant Messenger, and none of them like AOL. And so I tell them, you know, you could be using Jabber. It's jabber.org. And you could be having secure communications based on a server that is not run by Time Warner or AOL. And they always defend it by saying that their entire buddy list is made up of people who wouldn't get it and wouldn't switch over. So I tell them how easy it would be, just post an away message that says you've moved to Jabber, post a link to it, say get it, and then everyone could switch and use their same screen name so you wouldn't actually end up losing any of your friends. But none of them seem to go with this. Everyone's just ignored it, and I hope maybe that could change here.
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, no URL for this. Google for crypto snake oil fac. Somewhere in this room, a young man or woman is now learning to program. And that's great. And you're learning in Visual Basic. And that's okay, I guess. And you love privacy and security, so you're going to build a crypto application. That's wonderful. And you're creative, so you've decided to invent your own code. That's kind of fun, but kind of stupid. But the moment you post this to the internet and encourage people to actually use it and decide that you're the next God who's going to save the world with this thing you invented yourself, and suddenly you're smarter than people who've been analyzing these things for your whole life, I can't finish that sentence, and I shouldn't have to finish that sentence.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else wish to rant today? This is our little social experiment. Seems to be getting more people.
I don't have a URL. My problem is poorly managed call centers for technical support. And the line, due to unusually high call volume, which is such a load of crap, because it's all trend-based, it's easy to staff a call center, it's not rocket science. You know, 25 people called between noon and 1 last Monday. Staff enough people to support 25 calls between noon and 1. It's not rocket science. You can do it.
They'll tell you the problem is the three calls I get between 1 and 3 p.m. and then having overstaffage. But they'd tell you that. Any other rants today? Okay. Well, maybe we'll just call for a break and let everybody have some time for coffee before the next sessions. I want to thank you. And for those late... Pardon? No, not to... wait, give me a couple minutes. For those who want to stay after and hear Rebel's tape and song, we'll allow that after we break it up. But I just want to mention again what this session was about. This is a social experiment in seeing if we can't bring these problems to light over the Internet because, well, it must be true. It's on the Internet, right? We're going to put it on the Internet. And hopefully some of the companies who have been mentioned here today will have somebody tell them, hey, there's this rant out on the Internet you should look at and see if that problem can't get solved. Now, the person making the rant here today will probably never get the credit, but because this conference has street cred for finding problems, for having corporate agents, maybe not high-level, but low-level agents, come here and listen to what's going on. They'll send their reports to the upper levels of management saying, hey, you know, you ought to check out this link that's talking about us, and maybe we ought to fix that. We'll know, you know, probably in a month or two, whether or not these things get fixed. If they do, please email me, Cheshire@2600.com, and let me know if any of this has been effective, because this is part of the social experiment. This will be the follow-on to the social experiment, and will let us know whether this is worth doing again at the next HOPE or maybe at other conferences, maybe taking it on the road and doing it around the country. I don't know yet. This is the first of this particular social experiment. With that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We'll break it up for a break between sessions, and we'll give Rebel a chance to do his thing. And
I want to just ask, what if the rant is too broad? For example, mine was about, you know, the thing about the billing to third.
Yours was just a rant to other users and maybe
okay,
Verizon.
Okay, but now what
will...
if the company needs, like, oh, well, what does he mean by that? We need, you know, like, you know,
Rebel,
what I mean?
That's why I'm going to take the information you put on Floppy for me the other day and put it up on publicrants.com.
Okay.
This is why I've asked for URLs, because in 45 seconds, you can simply make a quick point. This will give the people who will report back to their managers a place to look for more information about the problem. This is part of the social experiment that will be publicrants.com. We're trying to get problems fixed that we've tried for years to get fixed and have not been able to do anything because we're just the public. They don't really listen to us. But because the problem was voiced at a conference of evil, mean, despicable computer hackers, well, they have to sit up and take notice that the problem got mentioned and that the word is out there. And, well, you know, maybe we ought to put somebody on the problem. And maybe it'll get fixed. That is what this is about. This is what hacker syndrome is about, getting problems fixed. People who are programmers look at a computer system and say, oh, I know what the problem is with that, and they ship off an email, and it still doesn't get fixed. Sometimes the fix is put more bugs into the system, but then there's more problems to fix. And it's the intellectual challenge of trying to fix those problems that keeps a hacker going.
Exactly. That's why I tell them they fix it partially, but they don't really fix what needs to be fixed. They fix this thing that I was talking about.
But they fix the thing that the managers have to look at, and then,
but then it just
their problem, the managers being on their neck, goes away.
It's just the same way again,
yeah,
for some strange reason. And with that, I would like to play my phone bill song.
Okay, one moment.
We're from
1980. We've got a couple people who have come up for the microphone, so we'll let them rant, and then we'll let Rebel play his phone song. Go ahead.
I'm not too late, am I?
Not at all.
I don't really have a website for this, but have you started the time?
One moment. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say to all the cell phone providers out there, all the internet service providers out there, if you advertise unlimited service, then you better allow me to pull down as much data as I can for the whole month, and I don't care about, you know, your bandwidth. I'm paying for unlimited service. You should give me the unlimited service. If you want to advertise a large service, that's fine. But if you advertise unlimited service, I want unlimited service. Thank you.
Thank you.
One last thing about Comcast and G4. What they're doing to Pat, Leo, Yoshi, and Kevin at the Screensavers sucks. We want Leo and we want Pat back. If you don't give Pat back his job, nobody's going to watch.
I have a rant that's a little bit less related to technology, but I think it's still for a corporation. The MTA, a while ago, I don't remember how long this was, decided to raise their fare, which for a long time had been $1.50, to $2. And their reasoning for that was they needed the money. But then an investigation, I don't remember exactly what it was, found that they didn't really need the money. They were just being greedy. And the fare remains at $2. And now I've heard they're thinking of taking away the bonuses, where if you get a $10 Metro card, you get a $2 extra. So it's just continual greed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I had my identity stolen out in California, and these lovely people went and bought prepaid cell phones from AT&T under my name and my card. I went and I called AT&T's prepaid cell phone. I said, okay, so I bought something on my card. I need information. Who bought it? They actually got very rude to me and told me, I cannot give you information. It's in my name. It's in my card. They refused. That's got to stop.
So, in other words, the identity theft victim is a victim again.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Hiya again. Another thing that smarter people than the people who write snake oil do, for this one, Google for I-A-N-A-L. If you're writing a system to try to do something like file sharing or something, and your goal is to keep your users from getting sued or to keep people out of jail, and you're doing it based on some theory you made up of what common carrier status means or what exactly reasonable doubt is, and you have not already spoken with a couple lawyers about whether or not your theory comes from law or comes from space aliens beaming it into your silly little noggin, perhaps you ought to do so now before your users find out that you were not the legal expert you thought you were. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Seth Johnson. I'm with New Yorkers for Fair Use. The website there is www.nyfairuse.org. And I guess the one thing that I'll focus on right now is a couple of things. Right now, the FCC is proposing actually having regulations that cover particular packets, voice packets. The voice over IP notice for proposed rulemaking came out about 3 months ago. Please go to NY Fair Use or Public Knowledge or EFF and find out about that. Second, the INDUCE Act is on the books. It's coming up for ratification. It will overthrow Betamax, where you are allowed right now to create information technology with significant non-infringing uses. So please go to nyfairuse.org and find out how you can do something about this.
Thank you. Any other rants? Jay, you're coming back.
Of course, the media fair use doctrine is much to be dead anyway.
My rant is a nearly constant frustration with the lack of awareness in the citizenry of the United States. By this, I mean the lack of outrage over devolved voting machines not having a paper receipt, the lack of outrage over the FCC consolidation of radio, Clear Channel One, all that stuff. Frustrations of this sort are what led me to hope this weekend, and it's been very cathartic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Go ahead.
What's really been bothering me is just GM Star's OnStar website and their login. To access information on OnStar account, all you have to do is enter the OnStar number. No verification at all. Even if the account is disactivated and such, you can still access it and get all this confidential information right there. This really needs to get stopped.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Hello. I just wanted to remark on the idiocy of electronic voting. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've read on the news that there are people out there who can hack into this electronic voting stations and change everything within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if anybody listening out there who can do anything about that, please change it because it's going to ruin everything.
As a Floridian... elections are run by a county board of elections, and in my county, it is a paper ballot that you mark, and it is one of the MarkSense machines that you put your ballot into, but there is that paper that can be counted by hand later that I think is the best way to go, especially in a state like Florida. Go ahead.
This is more a general rant for everyone here and people running panels. I came to Hope to learn about technology, not to learn that Bush sucks. I hope I'm not the only one that feels that way, and I hope I have some support.
Okay. Well, you have to understand that this town is gearing up for the convention, and in a big way. So I apologize if it got in your way for enjoying the con.
Yeah, I had a rant all prepared, all nice to go, really nice, full 45 seconds. Unfortunately, it got outsourced to India.
Very good, thank you. Yes. Mark, later, please.
I just want to talk about talking with corporations and stuff.
A little closer to the mic.
Yep. I just want to talk about talking to corporations. If I don't know if anyone listened to Steve Cass's presentation on how to talk to the press, but talking to corporations works almost exactly the same way. If you want to get your message across, you have to talk to a person at a corporation, not a info at email address and stuff like that. If you find the person at the corporation that you want to contact, find the person who's in charge of changing something and send them not an email, but a hard copy email. You can't ignore a hard copy, mail. It sits on your desk, you sit there, you read it, and it's got a lot more effect than sending an email to some random address. So if I think that we should probably have some more information about how to talk to a corporation, because it's a lot more important than getting the message across, and having your message is great. If you can't relay it properly, then it's just not worth anything.
Very good. Thank you. Believe it or not, a 37-cent stamp is probably the best way these days, because not that many people are writing letters, and when they get them into the corporations, they do move on them.
Do send me away the moment I've done too many. So if all these advertisers are collecting so much information about me and invading my privacy to do it, why on earth don't I get anything back in return? Like, why don't they start advertising things genuinely targeted at me? I would know that this happened the moment I started wanting everything that they advertised at me. I'd say, my God, I can almost afford that laptop. I should spend it. Oh, wait, that's a great game. My God, that book, I've got to read it. Instead, it's still the same stupid stuff they advertise to everyone else. They're spending all this cash collecting stuff about me and using it to try to tell me about things that I'm no likelier to buy than the next guy. It's stupid. They could fleece me blind, and they're not even bothering. There's stuff I want to buy, and they're not trying.
Very good. Thank you. Hear, hear. That was great. Any more rants? Okay. Those folks are just finding seats. Here comes a rant.
I want to complain about Verizon's ego. I paid a lot of money for this phone the other day, and on the outside of it, etched in it, it says Verizon, in case I forgot, you know. You haven't started the timer. In case I forgot who my service provider is, I open it up, and it's etched on the inside, Verizon. Now, when I open my phone and want to see what time it is, it says Verizon Wireless across it, and then about every few seconds, then it shows me the time. And then it flashes back to Verizon Wireless. So every time I want to check the time on this phone, which, by the way, is a Samsung, I have to sit and stare at the words Verizon Wireless in case I'm too stupid to know what my fucking my service provider is. I'm tired of Verizon.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Hobbit is saying that he has a partial fix for that, duct tape. Go ahead.
Okay. One more quick rant on tech support. Last night I was feeling bored, so I call MSN, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to the Mac department, I go to the tech support department, I tell them, I'm sorry, your sales department is closed right now, I'm wondering about a couple things. I'm running a Mac Plus with OS 6, I was wondering if I could get an MSN client for that. And they told me that I needed to upgrade my Mac Plus with my 4 megs of RAM to OS 8.6, which I could do. I told them that I thought my Apple Care was probably in effect, asked them if they thought it would be, and they said yes, they recommended iPhone Apple. Please, MSN, train your Mac techs. You have a specific Mac department. It's not a hard thing. OS 8.6 does not run on a Mac Plus. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No one else? Okay. We're going to close the session and let Rebel play his music. Thank you for coming.
Hello? Yeah, we'll just close with a song about phone bills from 1984 or somewhere in the early 80s that I recorded. You can hit it.